Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That was the 60s through and through with a groovy little track as an introduction into this new hour of Neon Jazz. That was Hungarian-born guitarist Attila Zoller teamed up with Austrian pianist, clarinetist, and saxophonist Roland Kovac on the 1968 song Soulbead. Attila played in drummer Chico Hamilton's group in 1960 with Benny Goodman and flautist Herbie Mann from 62 to 65, and at 65, he began leading a free jazz influence group with pianist Donald Friedman. And in 1968, co-led a group on his own. He has played all over the world with a host of quality cats. Finally, Attila was the founding president of the Vermont Jazz Center in 1985, where he also taught music until 1998. On the other hand, Kovac started out on the piano, then branched out. Through his work with Hans Köhler, he became known internationally in 1954. In the late 50s, he played occasionally with Klaus Doldinger and Stu Hammer, a European gem for the whole world to dig. Thanks for joining me here on Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town renowned for the 30s jazz scene and Pendergast's love of jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Set to launch a delightful array of jazz tunes your way, featuring musicians like Dizzy Gillespie, Woody Shaw, Eddie Burt, and many, many more. The next song is a pair that flat out knew how to jam. Here's bebop pianist Barry Harris joining saxophonist Al Cohn on the song Play It Now off a 2008 reissue CD. Thank you.
Organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
Thank you.
That was cornetist and one of the originators of Chicago jazz, Jimmy McPartland, with his Hot Jazz Stars on the song How High the Moon off a 1952 album called Hot vs. Cool, Cats vs. Chicks album. Often leading his own bands, over the years, Jimmy worked with legends. Cats like Art Hodges, Gene Krupa, Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden, and Tommy Dorsey. This album featured two distinct musicians that would put their spin on a tune. That was Jimmy's interpretation of How High the Moon. Next, we are going to get the great trumpeter, Dizzy Gillespie, flush with his signature cheeks and his cool jazz stars, doing their take on the song and a classic album that was a battle of the bands. Dig it, man.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm just Jimmy.
Thank you.
That was pianist Claude Williamson with his trio on the title track to the 1995 album Hallucinations. Claude studied at the New England Conservatory of Music before moving to jazz and was influenced mainly by Teddy Wilson, then by Al Haig and Bud Powell. As he ascended through the craft, he worked with cats like Teddy Edwards, Red Norvo, June Christie, Max Roach, Art Pepper, and many others. Most notably, in 1968, he started working as a pianist for NBC, first on the Andy Williams Show, then for Sonny and Cher. They had you, babe. The next song is a live 1968 track from the Club Ruby and a sort of trumpet summit as a tribute to Fats Navarro, Clifford Brown, and Booker Lil. Here's Woody Shaw, Walter Kelly, and the boys with the song Blues.
Thank you. Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
What a difference a day makes, 24 little hours, brought the sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear, today I'm a part of you. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you.
Was Dutch singer Laura Fiji with the song What a Difference a Day Makes off a 2002 compilation album called The Finest Females in Jazz Today. For the first 8 years of her life, she lived with her parents in South America. Her jazz career has taken her to great heights. Since 1991, as a soloist, she has released over 15 albums, and she's going to be around for a lot longer. From one of the great female jazz voices to yet another, here's the song Anything Goes from Dakota Staton off a 1996 Spotlight CD.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, not only useful writer words, writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. When those guys today, but women prize today, are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know I'm bound to answer when you propose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are the silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything goes. Anything goes. Anything goes.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was drummer and Houston native Michael Carvin with the 1975 song, O Sun, off his album, The Camel. His musical training began at the age of 6 with his father, one of the top drummers in Houston at the time. By the age of 12, Carvin began playing professionally and won 5 consecutive championships in Texas. I don't want to continue with the name dropping on the show, but he has played with the best in the business over the years. Carvin has recorded on over 250 albums, and that is one solid career. From one star to many, here's the stars of modern jazz next up on Neon Jazz, live in a concert in 1949 with the song Sax of a Kind. Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was drummer and composer Peter Erskine with the 1982 song Coyote Blues. He has enjoyed a long and successful career as a session drummer, recording and touring with many famous jazz and rock artists over the year, including Steely Dan and Weather Report. Peter's career started in 1972 with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, and after 3 years with Kenton, he joined Maynard Ferguson for two. Here's one of Europe's best trumpeters. This is Gianni Basso with his Five-Tet on an early 50s track called Invenzione. Again, that was Gianni Basso with the song Invenzione, pushing the Italian jazz envelope in the 50s. Hitting the final note on this hour of jazz that is past us is bebop jazz trombonist Eddie Burt with the cool song from 1955 called Cardboard Coffee. Hopefully we were the coffee for your brain today. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and man amongst words, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.